It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Streaming live on YouTube this morning. You can check us out by going to mix100.com, clicking the YouTube link right there on the homepage. You can check out our new Mix 100 gear that Katie and I are wearing. Josh thinks it's Halloween. He's dressed as a hockey player today.
USA!
Happy Halloween, Josh.
USA. Thank you.
Did you pick that up at Spirit?
No, this was a little bit more expensive.
Oh, okay. You look good today, buddy.
Thank you. Got to support my country, Jeremy.
Yeah, you look great. You look good. I wish you'd worn a helmet in or something, too.
I have in my car.
Blacked out a tooth. you look good. You look good this Halloween. So, welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Yeah. It is.
Still a little nippy out. I guess it's going to get up into the 60s here in a few days, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, into the 30s today, though, which, thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness.
How much
balmy
heat wave.
I don't know how much more of these single-digit, like, record-breaking temperatures I could have handled.
Oh,
you guys don't like that?
Katie.
This burrito blanket's getting some work this week.
Jeremy and I stuck our heads out the window this morning.
I know, you guys do that, and that's weird.
I honestly did. I put the window down again driving in this morning. So I was like, it's so hot in my car. I was like, I'm going to get some air.
Not a normal thing to do.
Heat works so well.
I do also want to welcome you to National Love Your Pet Day. It's a time to honor your little fur baby at the house with some playtime, giving them some extra treats and gifts, or cuddling with them. I love you, little man. you got to tell them, yes, that you love them. Or you can just hang out with them and watch TV together today because you're single and have no love life.
Little puppy nanas.
Little puppy nanas. That's right. So that's exciting for somebody. I will say the best part about having a dog is essentially having a vacuum cleaner at your feet all the time.
Oh, yeah, I
dropping
bet.
Crumbs, whatever. It's like, get it, Goldie, get it. We went through a little stretch where we didn't have a dog for a minute, you know, a couple weeks. And that was rough. You actually had to bend over and pick up food on the floor.
Oh, gosh, the horror.
Hard knock life,
it
buddy.
It sucked, man. It totally sucked.
Jeez.
So anyway, we had a fun afternoon yesterday. We left the show and we wandered over to Park Meadows. And it's cute because we posted a video of our little shoe adventure, and Katie was talking about this morning. Like, everyone's so happy to see us out and about together.
Yeah.
It's funny to me.
I love it because I do love hanging out with you guys genuinely. And when we get to go do fun stuff like that and then invite the listeners to come with us on social media, like, it's fun. It's
come
a good
along
time.
On our shoe journey.
Yes.
Well, it was like straight laughs yesterday, man. Like, we were just being stupid, and it felt like, I don't know, kind of like being like the kids at the mall again and just being stupid and messing around, but putting it on film for everybody to see.
Yay.
Right. I told Katie it's kind of funny because people are like, it's great to see you guys out together. Oh my God, you're hanging out. I equated it to like seeing your elementary school teacher in the grocery store growing up. You're like, oh my God, they don't live at the school?
Yeah, you that do stuff.
They
so
actually
funny.
Go out and do things?
Yes.
Yeah, that was us yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
And kudos to Josh for reeling me back in a few times because I was being silly and I said a few inappropriate things and I had some station gear on, and he's like, hey, just a reminder, you got the brand on.
You are wearing this 100.
Making us look good.
I will shut up. But it's pretty darn exciting. We went out yesterday, if you don't know, because I've got some courtside seats to a Nuggets game coming up, and I wanted some swagger as I'm sitting
some
there.
Some Jordans.
And I had wanted some Jordan shoes. I've never had Jordans in my life. So
yeah, man.
You guys took me out and we did a little shoe shopping.
Yeah.
We almost went with the Crocs. Almost went with the Crocs.
Almost went with the Crocs.
I mean, when you pulled those out, I was like, he's not serious. And then you like started walking around in them all comfy.
They're breathable.
My gosh. I thought, no, it doesn't matter. You do not want to be sitting courtside in Crocs. They would make
bright
so much
Crocs.
Fun of you.
Not going to lie, I haven't had Crocs on in a long time, and they were comfortable.
No, they are comfortable.
Like, they felt really good.
They
but
are.
Still,
but it's
not
like cargo pants.
Courtside shoes, yes.
Yeah, it's like cargo pants. Yeah, they're really, you know, nice. You can hold everything in there, but not a good look.
They do nothing for your figure.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken. I got them home. They were nice little shoes.
Oh, the kicks you picked out were really nice.
Katie's like, did you try them on? Did you look at them?
I know.
Were
you
staring at them?
Yeah. Got home with your shoes.
It's like, put them in the box.
I was like, I put them in the box and they're in my closet. Yeah,
did Nick Nack like them? How did Reed feel? Did they?
She liked them. Reed was in love with them because he's at that age in middle school where that's all these boys want.
That's where
Nikes
mine happened.
And Jordans, and it was like, why didn't you get me any?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you get a job?
Yeah. Oh. How about all that 3D printer money?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I'll wear them. I'll rock them. I feel a little ridiculous. It's not fully my style, I would guess to say.
No, but I like it because they should be. Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I think I can rock them.
You don't have to break them out every day.
Yeah. If we go to some sort of fancy event, I can see throwing a suit on and putting those on with it.
That's like the best.
It would be kind of cool.
I'm
rocking the J's today.
Are you? Let me see.
Yeah, look at Josh.
I like those.
We got these. They're red, white, and blue again.
With the
America.
USA.
Yeah.
USA.
I had to.
USA.
And look, Katie, check out my socks.
Oh, he's even got USA socks.
No, I got Chick-fil-A socks.
Oh, gosh. They're Chick-fil-A just red socks. And white. They're Chick-fil-A
Josh
socks.
Is single, ladies.
Oh, I am.
Then we grabbed a little lunch there in the dining hall.
We did.
Park Meadows. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what you made me order, Josh.
Bourbon chicken.
It was some
chicken.
Sort of bourbon chicken with noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I bloated up like I was on my period.
Did you really?
I did not feel good the rest of the day.
There's probably some sodium
The amount of sodium in that, I'm guessing, is in the tens of thousands.
But how good was it going down?
It was really good, but the rest of the day, I was like, whoa.
A little bubble gutty.
Let me point out, you guys got double meat and noodles, while I got veggies and rice with mine, and I felt fine. I did cardio, and it was fine
yesterday.
I
felt fine, too,
I did
but
all
I've
kinds
eaten
of
that
movies.
I went home, and I went upstairs, and I just laid on the bed. And I was like, this is what it feels like as a whale being washed up on the beach. This is what I would equate it to. I was on my back, and I couldn't turn to the side.
Knick-knack, help me.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm going to make some sounds in here.
Right.
Get ready.
Right. It's coming.
But so good going down.
But it was good.
So
but what time did we have lunch? That was 11:30.
Yeah,
like
11:30.
I ate zero the rest of the day. That's how horrible I felt.
Seriously?
They came home. The kids made dinner actually last night. Nicole made some Brussels sprouts and some rice thing. I didn't want anything. I didn't have one thing.
Pepto-Bismol, please.
I had a glass of water and a multivitamin for dinner last night. That's how bad it was.
Oh, no.
Did you not feel that way at all?
Well, I've had that meal before, so no. I felt fine.
I didn't either. I was fine.
My observation is you only ate maybe half of it.
I had the rest of it for a later lunch, though.
I think that was the key, because I ate, like, almost all of it sitting there.
You
for
did.
The first
and
meal,
it was
well,
too
mine.
Much.
Yeah. Was it too much? It's a hearty meal. Like, they put a lot in there for you.
They do. And that chicken is so good. You don't want to stop
so
eating
good.
It. You
no.
just want to keep eating it.
The flavor's unbelievable. So, yeah, you actually
so
did.
Good.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that at the table. I was like, dang, you scarfed that down.
It's a hungry boy.
Hims was a hungry boy.
You were. My little beached whale over
there. Right?
I think that's probably why I didn't try my shoes on the rest of the night, because my feet were swollen.
You couldn't bend over. That's it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That could have been it. So anyway, it was a nice
horrible.
Little afternoon. It was fun.
It was fun. It was you can go man. See that video again on our Instagram at Jamie Katie Josh. It was a good time.
I thought I knew my way around the mall so well, and I got
not.
Us lost.
Oh yeah, that is that too. Josh got us lost.
I
in
totally
Dillard's.
And I was like, guys, I know where we're going. I promise you, I know where we're going. And where I thought we were going, there was just a wall there. And we couldn't get out. It was like a corn maze.
I don't know where I'm going.
We walked around Dillard's for like 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get out. And part of the problem was their escalators were shut down yesterday, too.
Yes, that was part of it.
So this lady was trying to give us directions, and then we made it to the elevator, and the elevator wasn't working properly. We went to the wrong floor. It's like, are we this big of idiots?
We clicked down and it went up.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't have got that wrong, right?
So
we just
bad.
Hit one button.
It was a fun little afternoon.
It was.
We got our steps in.
You guys
we did
are
get
great.
Our steps in.
It was good.
All right. Well, if you want to see our bloated video, luckily I was wearing a very puffy vest in the video, so you couldn't see how bloated I was. But like Katie said, it's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. And I think I threw it up on Instagram.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
It's on Instagram as well.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. Go check it out. See my neat new shoes.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.